We've often seen topics at Event Planner TV about the role of moderators. They are an important element in your event. Today, I zoom in on the interaction with the public together with Frans Miggelbring. Hi Frans, welcome to our studio.
Kevin, thanks for the invitation.
Today we're going to talk about interaction with an audience.
Yes.
How important is that for you?
For me, I think the main thing. You know, don't hire me if you don't want interaction, because the interaction, I'm always looking for the interaction. And what kind of event do we have?
Where do you start with that? How do you make sure there is interaction?
The first moment you see your guests, if they park and there's a tuk-tuk to bring them to the room where it is, then you have the interaction already. Don't sit in the tuk-tuk, Sopanoma. Okay, sit, you know, say hello. That's the first moment. The guy or the girl is coming to an event and you say hi. It's the entrance, so you know, come in, hello, how are you? I prefer to go on the entrance. I'm always on the entrance. When the people come in, I'm there. Do you want to have to go
already
to the talk?
You are the host of the show and you are already at the entrance.
Yeah, because when people come in, you know, there's always a little bit of difference, but there's people on stage, they're sending their information. That people come in, they take it. Mm-hmm. But if you're in the entrance, we have equal. So if you become friends in the entrance, you will be friends for all day. So I'm always in the entrance when people come in, give hands and say, hi, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you took the invitation to come over and to drive 2 hours to come to this place.
Okay, but then suddenly you are on stage.
Yeah.
What are the do's and don'ts when you're there to get the audience in the mood?
Well, talk to them. You know, try to figure out who's the audience. Don't start without making an atmosphere. But a lot of people start talking. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. I always start talking before that. I always ask the guy behind the buttons. I put on my mic just 4 or 5 minutes on when I give a sign. So I start talking to people. So people hear me talking. Mm-hmm. To people, okay, I'm glad you're here. Where are you from? I'm glad you're here. Did you have a good journey? What time you woke up this morning to come here and the time? They're still talking to each other, but then there will be.
You're actually going into the audience and ask those questions.
Yeah. Yeah, I always have most of my headset, and you start talking to the people who are in there. You're not on stage; you're in between the audience. So you don't start the event on stage. You start the event between the audience.
That's less official.
I'm from an area where I live in Holland, where we don't like suits, where we don't like how you say that?
Ties.
No, I mean. I would say that I'm more important than you are.
The blue and the white color thing, yeah.
So when we come home from work, we take off our suits, we go together, we have a beer. You know, that's my approach in every event. That's the way I do it.
Become friends with the audience.
Become friends. Become friends with the people on stage. Become friends with the minister. Become friends with the mayor, whoever is on there. And that helps you to get the audience talk with you, or if they have to talk, if you want interaction. But it's always good for the atmosphere, what kind of event you have. Every event, I think.
And what do you do with, sometimes there are people who don't like interaction, they just want to sit and listen and learn, and but are not eager to speak themselves.
Oh, don't push it too hard. You know, now it looks like you really have to be with all interaction. Come on, everybody, interaction. No, don't push it too hard, but give it the atmosphere that they have the possibility to do. Because people are not used to stand up in a big crowd and say something, you mm-hmm. know. So if you make more like the atmosphere like a family party, then people will be quicker stand up and say something. Or just sit and say something. You don't have to stand up every time.
And the atmosphere, that's the role of the moderator, the host, to make sure
always,
of that?
Always. Yeah. The moderator is responsible for the atmosphere from the beginning till the end. Absolutely. And if the atmosphere is horrible, then you did not your job.
But that takes some craftsmanship, I suppose, because that's not an easy role to fulfill.
No, isn't. And that's the reason why so much events, you know, technical events, are really boring, you know?
Yeah, most of them.
Nothing happened. No interaction. Sometimes they take a cube and throw it in the audience and you may say, yeah, I agree. And yeah. throw it back. That's it. So,
but you only have a few minutes in between speakers. Is that enough time to create an atmosphere?
No, because the main thing is in the beginning. The first 10 minutes of the day are the most important. And then you can then you have to build on those first 10 minutes and then make your day, you know, then make your event, then make your atmosphere. That the first moment.
Yeah.
But it's the same with the girl you meet for the first time.
The first impression.
The same. On an event, is that the same for the MC guy? If you think, oh, that's a horrible ghost. How we come, oh, we have to spend 8 hours with this guy. It's
terrible.
Terrible, yeah.
Are there also things you can't do as a moderator?
Oh, yeah. But I don't know what. Because every event has its own circumstances. So I don't know. Everything is possible.
What I do see sometimes is hosts trying to be the star of the show.
Oh, that you mean. Don't. Don't. Don't try to be funnier than the guy you're interviewing. Don't try to be, don't use your wisecracks. If there's humor coming into an event, then the humor is coming from your guest, not from you. You have to make the nice atmosphere. But if there's a joke coming from your guest, you can help him to place the joke or to make it a better mm-hmm. joke. That's your role. Your role is not, you're always trying to get the best circumstances for the event. And not that the event is, say after, oh, that was a funny guy.
Yeah.
No, the event was funny.
You're like the glue of the event, but not the star itself.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Frans, thank you very much for sharing your knowledge on this
subject. Kevin, thank you.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.